The title of my message here to God is laid on me to give is, "And It Shall Come to Pass." Five words. Throughout the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, you have these five words, "And it came to pass." And the Bible is full of prophecy throughout the whole Bible. And just like in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1, God said, "In the beginning, God created heaven and earth." And it was so. He did it. And he explained how he went on through the rest of the chapter to explain how he created heaven and earth. And he also, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, he said, "And God said, let us make man in our own image." And he did. He made man in his image, made male and female. So that's prophecy of what he said, what he's going to do. And God does what he says what he's going to do. And at chapter 3, of course, we all know that Adam and Eve fell. And so they got right with God. They repented of their sin, and they told God what they did. And God told the devil, he said, "And I will put enmity between thee and thy woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall be bruised thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." And God's talking about Jesus and Satan here. He's talking about Jesus stomping on Satan. And later on in the Bible, God, this happens, you know, in Matthew chapter 4, he was tempted of the devil three times, and he told Satan, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And so in Isaiah 7:14, we have here prophecy of Jesus, of the virgin birth of Jesus, and the verse says, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel." And in the New Testament, it says his name shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And so you have prophecy right there of the virgin birth. And if we go to Luke chapter 2, verse 41, the Virgin Mary gave birth. We all know the story about the virgin birth of, and there was no room in the inn for Jesus. And that's prophecy from Isaiah 7:14 that came true, and it came to pass. What actually was God pronounced in the Old Testament? It came to pass. And also in Isaiah 53, we also see that the prophecy of Jesus dying on the cross. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 53 here. And the Bible says, "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form of comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. And he is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it was our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. And surely he hath bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And he was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. For he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And he was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall cut off out of the land of the living? For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand, and he shall see of the travel of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteousness servants justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul and unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bared the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. And we see right here the death of the cross and what the Israel Jews putting through at Pilate. They say, crucify him, crucify him. And they didn't believe that that was their Messiah. And this is prophecy, Isaiah 53, of the cross. And we see it, and that came to pass, and it shall come to pass. And we also know that in Matthew 24, I mean, First Thessalonians chapter 4, God says that all dead in Christ shall meet him up in the clouds. And when the rapture comes, we'll be meeting him. And this is prophecy of Jesus coming to us in the clouds and receiving all the saved people. And we see also, after that happens, we also know that in Matthew chapter 4, God says there shall be earthquakes and pestilence and famine, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places. And we know this time is coming, because it says that in the Bible that all these things have happened throughout what God has said it was going to happen. And we know that in the future, God is coming back. He is going to receive us, and he's going to take us home, but he is going to come back with vengeance at Armageddon. So we know this is, the days are coming. So thank you.